if people have seen the movie Thelma and Louise, and at the end of the movie, they drive their car right off the cliff. That's what it's like for me at times when I know I'm going into a manic state. And so having to say, wait a minute, I have to stop, pull back from the cliff. And that's basically how it affects me. But I didn't know really what it was.
What it was, and still is, for Carolyn Crawford, bipolar disorder, also known as manic depression. Bipolar disorder is a condition for which there is no known cause or cure, and according to the National Institute on Mental Health, it affects close to 6 million adult Americans every year. Carolyn Crawford is a recent resident of Springfield, Missouri, having moved here from Branson West, but she's lived in Oklahoma, Texas, and California, too. Hoping to help others by coming forward with her story, Carolyn Crawford is with us today on KSMU for Making a Difference, Normalizing Mental Health Conversations.
And I don't need to be anonymous. I'm more than happy to tell you who I am. And I'm also thinking people should know that I'm 76 years old. And I decided it was important to tell people that. Starting out, there are several things that I found in my life that basically then could be identified as this situation called bipolar illness or manic depression in the past. One that I found was very inappropriate sexual behavior, and this was there most of my life. Then later, I found that it was also spending lots of money, like on clothes. If one was good, A was better. It can affect some people on the manic side where you feel like you're just kind of flying around. It was so seductive to be up in the manic state. It's like, wow, this is great. And this is where I want to be because it's so much fun. It was also having lots of trouble with sleep. I mean, it wasn't like I was awake for days. It was never like that for me. I would suspect that what I have experienced has been a less intense form of this condition. I've never really had the depression part. So this is basically how it's affected me. It was very seductive to be up in a manic state, but it was very hard for me to deal with the symptoms and the side effects that I found for me.
According to Psychology Today, the term manic depressive illness came to the vernacular of the psychiatric community in the 1950s when Carolyn Crawford was a teenager. In the 1980s, it became bipolar disorder. Going through life, Carolyn Crawford certainly had no name for it, but she did put on a good face while at the same time seeking help for it, whatever it was.
I think that I've hidden things pretty well. And I think that most people have never, they've just kind of seen me as a person who seems very balanced on the outside. But then it's like inside, it was like a combination of many different things that made me realize something wasn't right. I mean, I've seen counselors in 4 different states.
And in 3 of those states, Carolyn Crawford was incorrectly diagnosed with and treated for depression.
Late 80s, early 90s, I started being put on antidepressants. Well, what happens with antidepressant for someone who's bipolar is it throws you up into a manic state. It does not help. At the beginning of 2002, I moved to California. So then I went to see this really great psychiatrist there, and he asked me some questions, and he says, "You're bipolar." And I said, "What?" He said, "Well, they used to call it manic depression." And I went, "Really, is that what it is?" So then I started in some medication and was able to feel balanced for really the first time in my life, is the best way I can describe it. But I was in my 60s at that point. Basically, I feel fortunate that I was able to find a medication or 2 medications at work and that I've been able to stay on this all this time and to feel as balanced as I possibly can.
You're undergoing therapy through a counselor and a psychiatrist.
Yes. Besides a counselor right now, I see a psychiatrist 2x a year.
You're taking medications.
Yes.
And you're placing yourself into these environments that are healing in nature.
Yes. I try to be with people that I like being with. I love all the kinds of activities, the cultural and artistic activities that this particular city provides.
Did the anticipation of coming here today for this interview, how did that affect you? did it?
I've been thinking about it. What is it that I wanted to let people know about me as a human being, what I've experienced, what I've gone through, so that maybe somebody else who's feeling just out of whack, not knowing what's going on, that maybe they then would go and try to get some help. But I realize that that could be a major thing for people, because mental health issues, I think, are hard for a lot of people to deal with. I still hear periodically someone say, well, I'm not crazy. And it's too bad that people, you know, feel that way, because it isn't, that's not the word to describe it at all. It isn't that. I think it's no different than someone saying, I have cancer, or I have a broken leg. It isn't any different. And I think that if what I've said could help one person feel more balanced about themselves, then that would be something I wanted to do. And I'm hoping that not only is this helping others, I have found that even at this point in my life, there are still times and places and people where I'm leery of saying, I am bipolar. But maybe now there are some people that I would share with. I can think of at least one group where I would like to share this with them and say, this is who I am. So possibly this is something that will help me. So it's not only helping others, but this was for me too, to say this is who I am and go on the record, so to speak.
Springfield resident Carolyn Crawford going on the record about her bipolar disorder for Let's Talk About It, Normalizing Mental Health Conversations, from the ongoing series Making a Difference, supported by the Community Foundation of the Ozarks. For KSMU and Making a Difference, I'm Mike Smith.